stayed in Dwaraka as the prince of the town on the island. He had 16,000 plus palaces to his names where he stayed with his queens. But often his queens found him in the night crying and shedding tears. He was not happy. He called out in his dreams, "Oh Nanda Maharaj, how could I ever leave you?" And sometimes, "Oh Shubal!" And sometimes, "Oh Syamala! Oh Harini!" The names of his cows. In his heart there was only one desire. When will he return to Vrindavan to stay with those most dear to him? Now, when the Lord wants something, usually it is arranged. And one great factor of arranging the desires of the Lord are his devotees. Soon Narada Muni visited Dwaraka with a knowing smile. "Oh my Lord," he said, "I know you want to Vrindavan, and now is an excellent opportunity. Before the gates of Mathura walks the arrogant and proud and confused Dantavakra. He walks on the ground, and by his mystical potencies, he also walks in the sky. He wants to kill you." And Krishna gave a hearty laughter. He laughed because of two reasons. How can he be killed by an ordinary demon of this world? And second of all, this was the opportunity he had been looking for. Dantavakra, in the meantime, walked angrily before Mathura. He walked like a cart with two broken wheels because his mind was confused. When your mind is confused, you walk like a cart with two broken wheels. Dwaraka was informed by Krishna, "Yoke my horses and bring me quickly to Mathura." It is described by Jiva Goswami that at that moment when Dwaraka took Krishna by chariot from Dwaraka to Mathura, it looked as if a streak of light was coming from Dwaraka to Mathura. It was a light bridge, so to say. When Dantavakra looked in the sky, he saw, like Surya Narayan, who is in the sun planet, a ball of fire, and in the ball of fire, Krishna and his chariot approaching. My dear devotees, in 1976, I was once chanting my rounds at the bank of the river Ganga when I saw yogic travels. That means a ball of light coming with a streak of light from the Himalaya areas to where I sat. And it was a glowing ball of light, and the light ball landed just before me. And from it, a yogi manifested and said, "Don't look at me as if you are surprised. This is ordinary yogic travels. No problem." So Krishna had come the same way. When Dantavakra, however, saw Krishna arriving, a streak of light, he was fascinated. The vile fellow shouted at Krishna, "You, Krishna, I will take the life from you." When he began to hurl offenses and insults at Krishna, the devatas in the sky were so agitated that they began to shout from the sky at Dantavakra. It was a shouting. Dantavakra shouted at Krishna, the devatas shouted at Dantavakra. And then Dantavakra took his club and tried to smash Krishna's chariot. But Krishna, taking in his hand the beautiful Komodaki club, was immediately striking Dantavakra and taking the life out of him. Hare Krishna, Mr. Ghosh and Mrs. Ghosh, welcome in our midst. And as Dantavakra gave up his sinful life, the soul came out of his body, halted and stopped a little in the sky, and then, like a comet which falls from the sky, came down and entered the body of Krishna. This reminded those who looked on how Shishupal at the end had merged into Krishna's body, and how the demon Agasura, who had tried to swallow Krishna's friends and who had been entered, Krishna had entered into his body and choked him to death, how also Agasura had entered the body of Krishna. My dear devotees, if Krishna absorbs even demons in his existence, what will he do with the devotees who give their words and their activities and their thoughts to him? Will he not give them a higher result and bring them safely to his side at the end of their lives? This happened at the southern gate facing Dwaraka, when Dantavakra had left his body. There was one little disturbance to take care of, but then Krishna turned his mind to Dwaraka. The first thing he did is, he turned his mind to Braj. He gave up all his weapons, who returned back home, back to Godhead. Shoop, 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 shoop. His Sharinga bow, his Koma Modaki, his Chakra, they all went back to Godhead because Krishna didn't need them anymore. Mission completed. For Krishna had taken all the demons away from planet Earth. He gave charity to the Brahmanas, which should be done whenever you start a new mission in your life, and collected the blessings of those best of the twice born. And then, before starting something new, going to Braj, Krishna took a rest at Vishramghat. It's highly recommended when you end one period of your life and start something new. Start it fresh. Lay down, rest, dream, digest everything, and then freshly rested, start the new chapter of your life. When Krishna awoke by his mystical potencies, he saw a traveler coming from Vrindavan, crossing the Yamuna. The traveler looked at Krishna, and Krishna looked at the traveler, and he saw this man has come from Vrindavan, and immediately he felt great, great longing for the Brijbasis, and he went to the traveler. He took him and said, "Good man, where is my village?" The traveler looked at him and he saw this is the selfsame Krishna, and he fell into a confused trance where he could only say, "Krishna, Krishna," and Krishna could only say, "Vrindavan, Vrindavan," and he locked the traveler in his embrace. Then Garuda came, who makes all the heavenly airplanes look as if they are ordinary paper airplanes. And he took the chariot of Krishna with Dvaraka, with Daruka, over the Yamuna. Now, what was the condition of the Brijbasis? They had arranged a line of messengers who would go to Dvaraka, hear on horse, hear the newest news of Krishna, and then come back by horses to Vrindavan and tell the Brijbasis about Krishna's activities in Dvaraka. It was a line of messengers who would always come from Vrindavan to Dvaraka, get all the news about Krishna, and come back to Vrindavan, where the Brijbasis waited for them and listened to Krishna's activities. So the last messenger who had arrived from Dvaraka had reported a great problem. The demon Shalva had an airplane made of iron and had attacked Dvaraka and had sent weapons hailing down from the airplane, which had destroyed some parts of the city already. And the Brijbasis did not know any news about Krishna. They were worrying. They thought, what if something happens to Krishna? Some said, "Don't worry, up till now Krishna has overcome the greatest challenges." But the Brijbasis, because they did not hear the news of the personality who was their life and soul, were extremely worried, and they began to sit down and discuss the fastest ways for suicide. Yes, some said, "The best is we enter fire." "No, no, that's not so good and not so quick. Let's enter water." Many Brijbasis couldn't swim. Others said, "No, no, no, let's take knives. No, poison is better." "No, no, no, you are ignorant of the best ways. Jumping from mountains is best. We can't tolerate the absence of Krishna and the absence of the news of Krishna." When we heard news of Krishna, all our anxieties were removed just by hearing about our loved one. But since we don't hear anything any longer, death is our only recourse. When the priest Baguri Muni heard about the plan of the Brijbasis to take their life, he said, "O forgetful servants of Krishna, don't you remember the letter?" "Which letter?" "The last letter which Krishna sent to us." The Brijbasis said, "Where is that letter?" "I have this letter," said Baguri Muni. And he ordered Nanda Maharaj, "Bring all those who are sad in their hearts because they feel the absence of Krishna, and who want to do this forgetful thing as taking their life. Take them all together. We will have one meeting. And then I, who know the art of letters, will read Krishna's letter." So everyone came together. Baguri Muni cleared his throat. And then he read the letter. "Would you like to know the letter of Krishna?" The letter said, "O Father, please know without a doubt, I do not live in Dwaraka." That's wrong. "I don't live in Indraprastha. I live in this letter." When the Brijbasis heard this, they who had so much faith in Krishna said, "Wow, he somehow lives in this letter. Very good. Keep this letter in your pocket in place of my direct association, and I will live with you." The Brijbasis nodded with their tear-streaked faces. You know, there was the dust of Braj, but there were lines of their tears. They didn't ask, "How does Krishna live in this letter?" They had faith in Krishna. At this moment, when the priest had just ended reading the last word, "I will live with you," at that moment there was suddenly a loud tumult in the air. The sweet sound of Panchajanya arose in the southern direction, and together with it, all the Brijbasis heard the rattling of a chariot. Clatter, 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 clatter. So immediately, the women started to run in the southern directions. The children followed them, and even the older men and women who were a little old and little hesitant in their movements, they somehow started to move in the direction, and they began to shout, "Jai! Jai!
Jai!
No, it was really different. "Jai! Jai!
Jai!
And as they came closer to the chariot of Krishna, they started first to stumble. Then they couldn't move any longer. And finally they stood like trees rooted on the road. They began to tremble with prema. Simultaneously, as the chariot of Krishna was approaching the Brijbasis, my dear devotees, hear this without any doubt, the flowers from the desire trees started to rain down. the devatas in the heavenly planets began to shout, Jai, Jai!
Jai, Jai!
And there was the excellent humming of the bees who recognized, this is Krishna. All of a sudden, there was only one roar in the air. It came from the Brijbasis. It was a loud roar. The roar said, Ayalava!
Ayalava!
Even today, there is a village which has this name, Ayara. Ayara is a short form of Ayarava, and it is means just a loud roar, the roaring village. Imagine you have a village here which says roaring. That would be a good title for a village. You must agree, the roaring village. And they all looked at Krishna. And Krishna could also not move any longer. He looked at his dearest servants. That moment, Krishna, whose name is Ghanashyama, the blackish cloud, started to give happiness to the Brijbasis by the showers of ecstasy which came from his own body and engulfed and embraced each one of the Brijbasis. As a lightning decorates the cloud, a very fine yellow dhoti was visible in Krishna's cloud-like body. As a cloud produces rain showers, my dear devotees, Krishna's body was covered with whitish pearl-like drops of perspiration. Look at this totally valuable pearls here. They were building a very nice contrast on Krishna's body. Everything was sweating. Even his hands were sweating. And as a cloud rumbles with thunder, Krishna produced deep sounds, not necessarily words, but sounds by his deep, thunderous voice. When the cowherd boys heard Krishna, who was going up, you know, feeling extreme exalted, the cowherd boys, cowherd and cowherd men, responded by tears of joy which fell all over the dry trees. These trees, my dear devotees, had become dried up out of separation of their friend Krishna. They had lost their leaves. But the moment the cowherd boy started to cry as they looked at Krishna, the tears from their eyes sprinkled the trees, and the trees grew new shoots of leaves. Krishna noticed, however, something which gave him pain. All the Brijbasis had fasted. They had stayed up in the night and helplessly chanted, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hey, Krishna Rakshama.
Krishna Rakshama.
Krishna Pahima.
Krishna Pahima.
Krishna Keshava.
Krishna Keshava.
Pahima.
Pahima.
They looked worn out. They had cried more tears than it is possible to cry. There was a channel made of tears coming from the house of Nanda and Yashoda and flowing into the Yamuna. This is how much they cried for Krishna when he left Vrindavan. When Krishna saw his own people worn out. Have you ever seen someone who has cried through a night? I have seen. It looked very pathetic. He felt sadness and he glanced at them. And by his glance alone, he made their bodies shining. Krishna. We are reminded of the beautiful scene of when Krishna came to the hellish planets to ask Yamaraj to return the son of his teacher Sandipani Muni. Yamaraj said, well, if I bring him to you, you wouldn't recognize him. He was devoured by the demon in the ocean. And he is not in a state where you would like to see him. He's half mad. Krishna said, no problem, bring him. And when this wreck of a soul was brought to Krishna, Krishna looked at him, my dear devotees, with his mercy-laden glance and restored his body and his mind to full splendor, more splendor than before. My dear devotees, don't miss the opportunity to come regularly before the deity and let the deity look at you. When the deity looks at you, some substance, it's called Sudhakara, which comes out of his eyes, comes onto your body and heals your body and your grief-stricken heart, which is tormented by the pangs of separation from Krishna. Do not let one day pass without having darshan of the Lord.
Yes.
When Krishna saw, whoops, how all the Brijbasis looked beautiful when he looked at them with his special glance, then Krishna became very joyful and Krishna smiled for the first time, his mind-enchanting smile. At that moment, something happened in the distance. There was a loud, loud noise. Bells were belling, or what is called ringing, I'm sorry. Bells were ringing. There was a big noise on the earth. And all of a sudden, the air was full of eager mooing. What had happened? The breeze, which is a faithful servant of Krishna, had carried the beautiful fragrance of Krishna through the air and brought it into the nose of the cows. You know everything. And the cows, is it? This is Krishna. I don't know how they expressed it. I think they said, moo! And they came galloping towards Krishna. Now when Krishna saw his cows approaching him, my dear devotees, do you know what Krishna did? He looked very hard because he wanted to recognize the individual cows, but it was not possible because they came like a flash. It was so fast. So Krishna, who is known as the lover of the cows, paid his respects to the cows. He paid us obeisances to the cows. And the cows came to him, and they sniffed his transcendental body, and they began to cry, tears of ecstasy. And then Krishna got up from the earth, and he began to scratch their necks, but the cows were not satisfied with this. They stretched out their throats, and Krishna had to scratch 1 billion throats of the cows. No problem, he can expand. And in this way, he gave pleasure to his cows. My dear devotees, this was a meeting of everyone came. The deers came and they served Krishna. How do deers serve Krishna? Do you have any idea? They looked with their eyes. And they looked with their eyes and they performed with their eyes the arati of Krishna. This is the service of the deers. The birds came. And they also wanted to serve Krishna. Can you imagine how the birds serve Krishna? Chirping, that's for the sound. Yeah, but they had a worry. It's after all sun. There's a very intense sun. So they were flying up and they were building a roof to protect Krishna from the sun rays. That was the service of the birds. Everyone in Vrindavan, you must know, including Yamuna Devi, including the trees, have only one mission and one idea, that is to serve Krishna. There must have been one discussion. Dancers came and danced for Krishna by serving Krishna through their dance. And we have invited one dancer from the spiritual world today who will reenact the dance of Lord of the dancers for Krishna, to welcome Krishna in Vrindavan. The dance which you will see, my dear devotees, will it be explained? Yes. It will be explained to you. It is, there are some questions which are asked to Krishna. The question is, how, after spending so much blissful time with us, how could you leave Vrindavan and leave us? How could you do it? My dear devotees, let us greet one dancer from the spiritual world who has danced at the Govardhan retreat and has mesmerized the Brijbasis and the peacocks with his art. Let us welcome him in our midst.
Tell me why you don't want to go to the banks of the river Jamuna. See, all the cows, they are waiting for you there. Go quickly and herd them. Just see, it is so much fun there. All the bridge buses, they're taking bath and they're splashing in the river. Let's go.
But Krishna doesn't want to go.
No way. Here's the reason why. All these girls of Raja, they come together and they start hugging me. They start kissing me, pinching me. I don't want this. You know, whenever they see me, silently, they come and they catch me and they start hugging me. First one is hugging me, then another one is hugging me. I'm so tired of this. You know, then they pretend, one of them pretends as if she has a thorn in her feet. So she calls me to take it out. And then when I come, all of a sudden, all the gopikas are there and they start harassing me. I'm so tired of it. I'm not gonna go to the banks of Jamuna anymore. So the poet who wrote the song here, he says, "Oh Krishna, aren't you Lord Vishnu himself? Aren't you Padmanabha, who is always faithful to his devotees, who is supposed to remove all the suffering of his devotees? Then tell me, Krishna, how could you leave Vrindavan? How could you leave Braj after showing all these wonderful lilas?" So after a few years, tables turn and now gopikas come to Mother Yashoda and they say, "We're not going to go to the river Jamuna because everything there reminds us of Krishna, who was herding cows there, who was splashing in the water. So we're not going to go to the river Jamuna."
Thank you. मैं तो नहीं जाऊं जमुना।
Thank you, Lord Krishna must have been equally satisfied when the dancers came and reminded him of his pastimes. But he must have also felt the deep pangs of the separation which the Brijbasis had felt. And it is not that he didn't feel also separated from the Brijbasis. So when the two met, it needed Purnamasi to somehow tackle the intense emotions. It is said, when the summer heat meets upon the monsoon, an almost intolerable humidity and heat is created. I think you have seen this a little bit in Europe when the tarmac of the streets is heated and all of a sudden the rain shower comes. In the very first moment, there is just heat and sound of evaporating water. It is very intense. So Lord Krishna was like the cloud which came, and the Brijbasis were like the summer heat. And when they met, an almost intolerable emotional intensity was created. So much so that Purnamasi, the yoga maya of the Lord who brings the devotee together with Krishna, needed to come. She came. Venerable Purnamasi was dressed in a white dress. She had white hair. And left, on her left, walked a brahmana with a big belly, Madhu Mangal. Yes. Brinda Devi, the Leela Shakti, was walking on her right side. This majestic yogini, the guru of all the Brijbasis, said, wait. Krishna has not eaten since he fought with Shalva and later with Dantavakra and Vidurata. He must be hungry. And you have also not seen Krishna for such a long, long time. Now, let us bring Krishna under a big banyan tree. So she took Krishna, and all the Brijbasis sat around Krishna in concentric circles. And they looked at Krishna with unblinking eyes to satisfy the great pain of separation which had raged for so many years in their lives. Purnamasi said, isn't it time to give Krishna a bath? But the Brijbasis just looked helplessly at Krishna. Isn't it time that Krishna eats something? The Brijbasis just looked at her. Then she said, isn't it time that you serve Krishna? And at this clue, all the Brijbasis ran to their home. And when they came out of their home, which had been like deserts, my dear devotees, they all brought a pile of the most exquisite cloths for Krishna. They chanted the names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Not like that. They were chanting with emotion. Please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they brought from their own houses gifts of cloth so that Krishna could dress himself. They gave everything. Krishna, however, was unhappy because the Brijbasis were dressed niggardly. Niggardly, is that an English word? Totally neglected cloth. Maybe like, I don't want to give any example, as otherwise you become self-conscious. Gaur Krishna has found that many of my shirts had holes, so he said, you cannot wear this shirt, it has a hole. This one has a shawl, a very unfavorable hole under the armpit. This has another hole. We have done some, Gaur Krishna has forbidden me to wear certain shirts. So they all had holes in their shirts and so on. And their belts were in disarray. And Krishna was asking himself, but he said, Purnamasi, when I met some of the Brijbasis in Kurukshetra, I had given for each Brijbasi a pile of good cloth. I had given ornaments. Where is everything? Why are they dressed as if they have just crossed a desert? Oh, listen, said Purnamasi. Have you forgotten the love of the Brijbasis? When they heard that you were attacked by Shalva and so many other demons, they went with all this valuable cloth to the Brahmanas and said, my dear Brahmanas, we give you this cloth if you give blessings to Krishna, that he will overcome all the obstacles. Some of the cloth they have even thrown in the fire as an offering for the devatas, chanting Swaha Indra. They have nothing left in their possession except for a few jewels which they look from time to time at to remember you. They also couldn't give away the cows which you had personally given to them, because they care for the cows just like you care for the cows. But everything else they have given away. Here, take. Here, take. Here, take. My dear devotees, I'm asking you today, do you know of people who have given everything away for you? I know of some people who are poor because they have donated things to the devotees. In Russia, I've met these omas. Omas means grandmothers, who give with trembling hands some rubles. Here, take for Braj care, the widows of Vrindavan. And I see, Neherasho. It's not okay. You are also a widow. You need the 20 rubles and so on. But they say, no, we have very good butter and bread. Give to the widows. No? This mood of giving purifies the soul from all the evils of Kali Yuga, possessiveness and selfishness. So the Brijbasis had given everything away from Krishna. And Krishna felt, they have given everything for me. And now they give even some cloth from their own house for me. What can I do to repay such love? Krishna said to Daruka, Daruka? And then he said, Shubal, O Sridham, you go to my chariot. So Daruka went with Krishna's friend to the chariot. And from the chariot, they took cloths, ornament, fragrant oils. And they gave it to Krishna. And Krishna put all of this on the ground. And then he called forward the Brijbasis. And he gave to each Brijbasis new cloths, new dhotis, new bagalbandis. You can ask our Gujarati friends what this is. And do you know something? The piles of cloth which Krishna gave were increasing, just like Krishna's loving pastimes are always increasing in sweetness. Just like Krishna's love and care for the devotees is always increasing in intensity. The gifts of Lord Krishna for his loving devotees were always increasing. And on that day, everyone was clothed new. The cows got new cloth, which was covering their humps. Everyone was dressed up by Krishna because it was a wonderful homecoming of the Lord. And do you know what the Lord did? He dressed in all the cloth which the Brijbasis gave him. Some he put creatively on the turban, which looked extremely nice. Other things on the shoulders. He dressed in all the cloth because he wanted to respond to the devotees. But they had not yet gone to Vrindavan town. What happened when Krishna entered his village? And what were his three questions to Yashoda? We will hear tomorrow, not now. Now we will just immerse ourselves in the kirtan of Lord Krishna's holy name. And as you sing kirtan, please remember Krishna glorious return to Vrindavan Dham.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Jaya Radha Kanhaiya Lala Radha Kanhaiya Lala Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Shri Radhe Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Shri Radha Kanhaiya Lal Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari
Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We will now serve all of you after this immersion in Krishna's pastimes with Krishna's return to Vrindavan. You can immerse yourself in the prasadam. There will also be, this is very and very very nice program at 8:30, starting in the temple room, is a kirtan which is kept up by the devotees in Radha Desh since many years now. It will go up till the last darshan of Radha Gopinath, which is up to 9:15, I hear. So please, if you wish, participate in this. Tomorrow the retreat goes in the same way as it has gone today. We meet at 7:15 latest, if not earlier, in the temple room for the morning program, and then there is 15 minutes to 8, 7:45, a discovery lecture in the temple room, and after words prasadam, and then we continue at 11 o'clock here in the community hall. I wish you a wonderful stay here in Radha Desh. May your spirits get the healing and the inspiration so much needed. I will have to say I am already quite late for my next appointment. I cannot see anyone now. I have to rush because I have an appointment which is very, very important for my work with the Vedic Way. I thank you very, very much for participating. You have been a really very nice group of devotees who have shown deep interest to go deeper in the holy name, but there's a lot of more way to cover. So please pace yourself, and I see you tomorrow in good spirits. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.